pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Wednesday morning. 251-343-0106. You want to hit us up on that text line, respond to anything you are hearing on these very airwaves. Feel free to do so. Still to come on the program in about a half hour, former State Senator Dick Brubaker. You can weigh in on the current politics of the day. Always a pleasure to hear from Senator Brubaker. 11 o'clock hour from Alabama political reporter Bill Britt. And we'll wrap it all up with Sean Ross, SR Communications. That's coming up here over the rest of the program. Joining us now, however, very pleased to have on my next guest. He is the chairman for the Bo Brooks campaign. Was previously the chairman for Tommy Tuberville's successful Senate campaign. But Stan McDonald on the line with us. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you. Beautiful day.
Hey, thank you for making time. A lot going on. Senate race starting to pick back up a little, it appears. I guess we kind of put a lot of the other news of the day behind us, particularly with the special session and the vaccine mandate. Particularly want to get you to respond to what was going on. Yesterday, the Britt campaign puts out their own poll showing them with a 1-point edge over Congressman Brooks, obviously within the margin of error, 300 surveyed, 5.5% or so margin of error, but it seems a little too good to be true for the Britt campaign to me.
If it wasn't a serious misrepresentation put out into the public for consumption as if it's real, it would be laughable. So it's laughable, but for the seriousness of the deception. It's not a poll. They say it's a poll. People are interested in polls. People will consume a poll real quick, so it'll get attention. This is an online survey, 300 people. No one knows where the 300 people came from. Maybe you have learned. Maybe you have done a little digging. I don't know. But there are not any reputable consultants. There are not any reputable pollsters that I know of. And if you know some, let me know. I'd be more than happy to talk about it. But there's no one reputable I can think of that would that would use these methodologies to actually try to find out what the truth is. So polls can be used in other ways. Polls can be used to try to influence thinking. And if you can sometimes use a poll, a deceptive with deceptive results, to fool some of the people some of the time, then I guess that some campaigns will say that the ends justify the means because it is, in fact, deceptive. It is deceptive. It is illusory. It's not real. It is garbage. As Trump would call it, fake news. And this particular poll was conducted by Michael Myers. He is a never-Trumper, and the main people that he runs around with are Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, and he's an old John McCain guy. So if that gives the listeners any idea of what kind of garbage we're dealing with and what kind of tactics the Britt campaign is more than happy to employ at this time. And I understand that she's probably all worried about Mike Durant jumping in the race because she was hoping to be make a runoff against Mo Brooks, and now that is requiring them to change their game plan a little bit by coming out with a bogus piece of crap poll. Not even a poll. Shouldn't have called it that.
Well, do you think, though, first off, the Mike Durant statement, do you think in any way that that was set up to take votes away from Congressman Brooks? Because here's my view on it, and maybe I'm way out in left field. It just seems an establishment guy from North Alabama gets in the race that he will take votes away from Katie Britt. But would he take votes away from Congressman Brooks, given the they're both from the same neck of the woods, part of the state? Maybe he's gotten better name ID. You don't think that he was put in this race to keep Congressman Brooks under 50%, perhaps?
I mean, that might be the thinking of some of the anti-Brooks people, but I don't think the thinking makes sense. And the anti-Brooks people have tried for 2 or 3 cycles now to come up with something, some sort of solution. And they are the most keystone cops, boneheaded folks that you'll ever see. They think they got a few donors up in Research Park who are anti-Mo and that they have more influence, but they don't know how to count noses. And they keep getting beat over and over and over again, and the voters vote for Mo over and over again because the anti-Mo type can't shoot straight, they can't see straight, they can't count straight. And it's just because Mo happens to believe that Alabama values really can be exported to Washington, D.C., and that, no, when you get up there, you don't all of a sudden decide that east is west and north is south. And that's what you have to do when you go to Washington to learn how to trade and play and trade. And so, no, they can't see straight. They can't vote straight. They have their own little low echo chamber up here going. And sorry, but once every 2 years or once every 4 years, the voters vote, and they're getting, they're about to run Mo up into the 70 and 80 percentile. That's about what they're about to do up here.
Yeah, because he always does well north of the Tennessee River. Even when he ran in 2006 for lieutenant governor, he carried Madison, I think Morgan and Limestone counties, or did really, really well there. But, you know, do you get the sense, though, I know Carson Brooks has been away. He's been up in D.C. because he's a congressman. He has these duties to be a congressman. But has that given the your opponents the opportunity to maybe make up some ground here that he's been unable to spend a lot of time here in Alabama?
No. What they're doing, and it's a shame to see, it's a little embarrassing to see Democratic tactics imported into a Republican primary. Now, in a Republican primary, you'd like to think with our conservative base, we can deal straight with people and talk straight to them. But no, you know, we're used to seeing Democrats employ the latest and greatest techniques of misdirection and illusion. But you hate to see it in a Republican primary. And it's cynical at best, but it is a never Trumper tactic that this Michael Myers has brought into our state. Now, he's a McConnell guy. And McConnell doesn't want Mo Brooks. McConnell would like to have something a lot more docile that will work and continue to. McConnell's done some good things, by the way. But now I'm telling you that there's two wings of the party. There's a conservative branch and there's a establishment branch. And McConnell wants anything but the conservative branch to carry the day down here. And so they'd like for this thing to ultimately be interpreted as something that's different than that. But that's what it is.
Now, the McConnell world is getting involved here. What does that tell us anything? Because it was previously, I don't know, a relative unknown, rather not, you know, we knew that the Brick campaign, they had the backing of Richard Shelby. This campaign, to some degree, has the trademarks of a Richard Shelby Senate campaign to it, the billboards and the, you know, going to the all the different stops. But seeing this poll and who the pollster is, you take anything away from that, that McConnell is now very engaged or will be engaged in the Alabama Senate election?
Well, this campaign to overcome Mo's Trump endorsement and to overcome Mo's great voting record, conservative, and to overcome, frankly, Katie Britt's legacy of positions that she's in very close proximity to, and I'd be glad to talk about those in a moment, and they need to be talked about. They are going to have to try to outspend Mo 3-1 or 4-1. They think they can do that. But even when they do that, I don't think they have a clear path. And many people have told her this. But so that's why you have to run a little bit in this direction. You're going to see some trap plays. You're going to see a couple of dip-to-do reverses. You're going to see eye candy that's simply not designed to help the voter understand the truth. I tell you this, what this is a can we fool enough of the people, enough of the time to make it in the runoff. Now, that's what it is.
And as it stands today, you still think that Congressman Brooks got a really good shot at avoiding a runoff?
He leads by 40 points right now. And any reputable poll with any reputable pollster who looks at methodologies and takes their name seriously in terms of an accurate polling sample, they know that. This is not close. Now, there's people that can probably use reputable technologies and reputable methodologies and find a way to make it closer than the 40% that I'm saying, but that's not what this poll is. Lord knows that's not what this piece of garbage is. And it comes from an anti-Trumper. It comes from a McConnell Romney McCain operative. So birds of a feather are sticking together and they're using illusory tactics. It's not good for this to be in the Republican primary. Of course, we're dealing with a candidate who didn't support the Republican nominee in 2017, so they can play fairly fast and loose with things. They've got a lot of leeway to put a lot of propaganda out there, and the I guess the ends justifies the means, but that's also not the kind of philosophy that we need to be endorsing and voting for in the Republican primary, for goodness sakes. Now, I've got more to say about this. I don't know how much time I've got, but there's a lot of illusory misdirection being played. And I, for one, care about what the Republican voter in Alabama has to digest. And I'll be more than happy to explain it to everybody who wants to listen. But they're putting some stuff out there. Mike Duran and Katie, Duran actually called Mo Brooks anti-military because he voted for the NDAA. And I think Katie's going along with that. She can speak for herself. But to call Mo anti-military that would get you ejected from the game of a debate game. That is targeting. It's ridiculous, and it would get anybody ejected from a game if debate had those kind of rules, and ejected from the first half of the second game. So use their logic. Now, Mo voted the same way as Adderholt, anti-military Adderholt, I guess, anti-military Gary Palmer, I guess, and anti-military Barry Moore, I guess. If you use their very logic and their very statements require logically that Mike Duran and Katie Britt are for firing unvaccinated military, are for spending boo-koodles of money on helping military personnel get sex changes with government money, that they are for, Katie Britt and Mike Duran are for bunches of money being spent cramming critical race theory down the throats of military personnel, and are for drafting our daughters into military service. That's using their logic and their material. I didn't come up with that, but what they are saying requires the converse to be true, and I have just stated the converse of their logic. They are for firing unvaccinated military.
Joined by Stan McDonald, he's chairman of Congressman Mo Brooks' campaign for U.S. Senate. Stan, we're sitting here today. We're heading into the holidays, but this to me looks like we're really, once we get beyond the new year, that's when things are going to pick up. Are you anticipating more of a robust campaign, shall we say? We're starting to trade some real licks here and really get into the nitty gritty.
Well, if robust means continuing to import Democratic tactics, illusory, false tactics into the Republican primary, and I hate it for my Republican brethren to have to sit through it, yes, it will be more robust. And I promise you, Donald Trump doesn't mind calling things out. That's why he's, the terms like fake news, all those things, rhinos, Mitch McConnell Republicans, all that kind of stuff. That's why that's come in vogue, and people have learned to understand it, because we had a commander-in-chief who called it out for exactly what it was. And, and of course, a big, big, big problem is media, mainstream media, who won't call it for what it is. There will be some people who think there was actually a poll, and it is laughable, and it is not a poll. It was not designed to know what the truth is. It is political propaganda at its worst, because it's the worst kind of poison there is when someone puts 80% truth out there and just dashes it with just 80% of a lie. I'm sorry, 80% truth and dash it with just a smidgen of a lie. That's the worst kind of poison. And so to call this a poll and to act like some professional's done it, that's the worst kind of poison. It needs to be called out in a very aggressive way like I'm doing. And I will tell you, I'm more than happy to mock that poll as a piece of garbage.
And last question, we'll get you out of here on this. We're up against a break, but what do you think the state of the race is today, though? Do you get a sense that she's making it closer, that she's maybe putting herself ahead of the other contenders or other candidates in this contest?
She's got a lot of money, and Mike Durant's going to spend a lot of money, it would seem. But they're now fighting over the possibility of getting in a runoff is what it is. And I really think the person who is that online survey is really interesting. It does some neat things. It is utterly false. And I just think that she's in a dogfight right now. She's she's fighting with the other establishment Republican, and I don't know how it ends up, but I know that's what she's most worried about, is she thought she'd have at least a chance of getting in the runoff, and now that's in serious question.
Stan, you're very kind to make time for us. Folks want to find out more about Congressman Brooks' campaign. Tell them where to look.
LowBrooks.com. Thank you very much for letting us on.
No problem. Stan McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Memphis Blues again.